Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Resolutions for Convention. Here is a message from Sharon Maneki, who chairs the NFB Resolutions Committee. Do you think we should change a government policy, take a stand concerning an agency for the blind, or create new regulations? If you do, consider writing a resolution. At the 2010 National Convention, the Resolutions Committee meeting will be held on Sunday, July 4th. The committee will debate and discuss resolutions on a wide variety of subjects. If passed by the convention, these resolutions will become the policy statements of the organization. To ensure that your resolution will be considered by the committee, please send it to President Maurer or to me by June 18th, 2 weeks before the committee meeting. If you miss this deadline, you must get 3 members of the committee to sponsor your resolution and then get it to the chairman before the meeting begins. I will be pleased to accept resolutions by email, nfbmd@earthlink.net, fax 410-715-9597, or snail mail, 9013 Nelson Way, Columbia, Maryland, 21045. Elected. During the March 2010 State Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Tennessee, the following people were elected to serve on the affiliate's Board of Directors. President Kim Williams, First Vice President Reggie Lindsay, Second Vice President Joe Shaw, Secretary Sherry Anderson, Treasurer Sharon Treadway, and Board Members Lucy Alexander, James Broadnax, Linda Crisp, Heather Field, Leslie Hall, and Dominique Lawless. Time to register for the Race for Independence. The Race for Independence is the expression of our desire to speed toward our goal of achieving first-class citizenship in society at an ever-increasing pace. This campaign anchors the National Federation of the Blind's Imagination Fund, the annual campaign to raise proceeds for NFB programs at the national, state, and local levels. One of the primary initiatives of the NFB Jernigan Institute is improving access to technology for the blind. With the Race for Independence, we focus our efforts this year on bringing public attention to the need for full and equal access for blind Americans to modern technology in everything from home appliances to automobiles. If you want the important and innovative work of the National Federation of the Blind to continue, start your engines. Register for the Race for Independence, then find neighbors, friends, and family members who will invest in our work and send donations in. For any questions or help with registration and fundraising tools, call 410-659-9314, extension 2371, or email imaginationfund@nfb.org. You can also register or get more information at the Race for Independence website at www.raceforindependence.org. We are not content with merely traveling by foot. Our imagination is putting us in the driver's seat. So come on, let's race! Elected. On Saturday, March 13, 2010, the San Fernando Valley chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of California held its elections. The following people will serve on the chapter board for the next 2 years. President Robert Steigel, Vice President Jillian Vargas, Secretary Raquel De Cepeda, Treasurer Era Trice, and Board Member Ramona Takamoto. National Certification in Literary Braille. Testing for the National Certification in Literary Braille, NCLB, will be held at this year's NFB National Convention in Dallas. The 4-part test will be administered on Sunday and Monday, July 4th and 5th, 2010, from 1 to 5 p.m. on both days. Consult your agenda for testing location. The cost to take the entire examination is $250 or $75 per single section. The deadline to apply to take the NCLB is Sunday, June 13th. Unless otherwise notified, candidates must be present during the administration of all 4 sections of the examination. Sections 1 and 2 will be offered on Sunday, July 4th, and Sections 3 and 4 will be offered on Monday, July 5th. To apply online, visit https://nbpcb.org/members/login.php?r=members/er?php?eid=41. For further information, contact Louise Walsh, NCLB Coordinator, at braille@nbpcb.org, or call 318-257-4554. Special Super Shuttle Rate at Convention. The NFB of Texas has made arrangements with Super Shuttle for a convention rate from both the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and Love Field to our convention hotel for the convention this summer. Go to https://www.supershuttle.com/grouprez/tripdetails.aspx?gc=ZHDX7 for details. Attendees will receive rates of $14 one way or $26 round trip when booking online or by calling 800-258-3826 and referencing group code ZHDX7. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. New email list available. The City Cafe is a new email list serve sponsored at Google Groups that focuses on providing job leads and practical tips. This forum also features articles of interest to group members, thematic discussion topics of the week, and occasional questions of the day. No specific restrictions on list topics exist. The group's founder, Lisa Porter, is blind, and at present, most of the listserv subscribers are blind. Blindness is not, however, a prerequisite to participate as a list member. According to Ms. Porter, she tries to keep this a fun, friendly, and family-feeling community. To subscribe, send a blank email message to the-city-cafe-subscribe@googlegroups.com. Adaptiveware. Adaptiveware offers leading technology for blind and vision-impaired people at discounted prices. The Victor Reader Stream with 2GB SD card is only $319. The RNIB PenFriend labeling system is just $125. Those interested in affordable access to the Internet, email, and word processing can purchase a netbook system with system access screen reading software for only $549. A laptop with system access is just $795. To learn more about these products or other tech deals, contact Adaptiveware at 800-470-4782 or by email at Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at adaptiveware.net. Governor Moorhead School Alumni Convention. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association will hold its annual convention and reunion from August 6th to 8th, 2010, at the Holiday Inn, North Raleigh, in Raleigh, North Carolina. This will be a memorable occasion because activities will be held at the Ash Avenue campus and the campus of the old Garner Road School. To complete a convention application and learn more about the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association, Incorporated, visit www.gmsaai.org or call Annie Engerton Carson at 919-556-0786. Upcoming Sleep Studies in Totally Blind Individuals. Do you have problems sleeping or trouble with daytime sleepiness? Are you blind with no light perception? Non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder occurs in some people who are totally blind and lack the light sensitivity necessary to reset the body clock. This can lead to problems with sleep or daytime excessive sleepiness. You can help researchers understand non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder by taking a brief phone survey. In addition, you will have the opportunity to be informed of upcoming clinical studies recruiting in your area. Survey participants need to be over 18 years of age, be blind with no light perception, and have sleep problems or daytime sleepiness. Collected information will be kept strictly confidential. For each completed survey, a donation of $25 up to $50,000 will be made to the National Federation of the Blind. If you want to participate in the survey, please call toll-free 877-708-1931, Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. 2010 Candle in the Window Conference. It's time to make plans to attend the 2010 Candle in the Window Conference from Wednesday, August 4th to Sunday, August 8th. We will again hold the conference at Wooded Glen in Henryville, Indiana. Candle in the Window is planned by and for blind and visually impaired people, focusing on a specific topic and exploring several aspects of living with blindness. This year's topic is transition. Some of the questions we will be exploring are, how did we handle transitions growing up? How does blindness affect transitions? What transitions are we expecting now or likely to experience in the near future? How can we recognize healthy and unhealthy changes and resist inappropriate ones? In addition to the conference sessions, there will be plenty of time to reflect, get to know other conference participants, and to have fun, one of the most important aspects of Candle. The cost is $485 double occupancy, $465 triple occupancy, and $415 quad occupancy. Cost includes room and all meals. Arrange to travel to Louisville, Kentucky, where transportation will be provided to the conference center. We limit attendance to 20 participants, so it would be advisable to make your reservations early. A $40 non-refundable deposit will reserve your spot. If we receive payment before June 15th, we offer a $15 discount. Checks may be sent to Carlos Taylor, 818 West Riverside Avenue, Apartment C3, Muncie, Indiana, 47303. We hope to make arrangements to pay by PayPal soon. This option will be announced when it is available. Questions may be directed to Nancy Trzynski, BAXMAN at adelphia.net, 413-441-2305, or Becky Barnes, BECKYJIM at optonline, optonline.net, 914-393-6613. We hope to see you at this year's Candle in the Window conference. It promises to be a great experience. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. For sale, I am selling a Perkins Brailler large cell version in brand new condition. This machine comes with a dust cover. The braille cell on this machine is enlarged to provide more space between the dots, allowing people with tactile problems to read and produce braille. The retail price for this unit is $790. I'm asking only $500. I am also selling the University of Chicago Spanish-English, English-Spanish Dictionary Braille Edition. This dictionary is complete with idiomatic phrases. This publication is the most popular Spanish dictionary ever sold. The dictionary comes in 27 volumes. It is perfect for a blind student learning Spanish. The dictionary retails for $421. I am asking $150. For further information about either of these products, contact Deanne Miller at 619-600-2501. DCM, the number 2005, at sbcglobal.net. For sale, I have the following items for sale. Packmate XQ400 with carrying case and strap, Quick Start cards in Braille and print, Quick Start guide, companion CD, contains MS ActiveSync 3.7 and Outlook 2002 software for desktop PC, AC adapter, mini to USB cable, and user's documentation CD. Used only a few hours, too much for an old guy. Asking $1,600 plus $20 for shipping and insurance. Britech Note Teller 2. It usually does not identify the new $5 bills. You sometimes have to tap it lightly to make it work, but otherwise it works superbly. Asking $100. Canon CanoScan LIDE 25 Color Image Scanner. Asking $25, no charge for shipping and handling. Contact Larry Raley at JLR, the number 1, at att.net. Or 281-444-0907. For sale, I am selling the following three items. Power Braille 80 Refreshable Braille Display, $2,000. TypeLite Note Taker with Refreshable Braille Display, $1,000. Optilec 2020 19-inch CCTV, $1,000. For further information, contact Jeff Diddle at 516 East Birch Avenue, Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, 53217. 414-248-2292. Jeff at Britlan, BRITLAN.com. For sale, I am selling a brand new Braille Note purchased in October 2009. It has never been used. I am asking $3,000. For further information, contact Enid Bourne at 212-283-3724. Hoping to find. Creature of Habit is seeking inexpensive, used Parrot voicemates in good working order, information on repairs from a qualified Parrot voicemate repair person, or info on any Parrot remainders still in stock somewhere. Please email Bruce at bnaccari@cox.net. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.